Chapter 11. Motor Vehicle Crashes. Most crashes in Texas result from speeding, failure to yield or stop appropriately, and driving under the influence of alcohol. If requested and available, exchange names, addresses, phone numbers, vehicle identification numbers, vehicle license plate numbers, driver license information, and insurance information with all drivers involved in the crash. Write the insurance company name and policy number exactly as it is shown on the driver's proof of insurance card. If you have the name of the driver's insurance company and the information is not listed directly on the insurance card, call the Texas Department of Insurance at 800-252-3439 to get the company address and telephone number. Be sure to also note the location of the crash and write down the contact information if there are any witnesses. You should always notify the appropriate law enforcement agency as soon as possible when there is an injury or fatality. The vehicles involved cannot be moved off the roadway. A driver leaves the scene of the crash. You suspect a driver is intoxicated. If you are involved in a crash that is not investigated by a law enforcement officer and the crash has not resulted in injury or death of a person or damage to property of $1,000 or more, you must make a written report of the crash and file it with the Texas Department of Transportation, TX. No later than the 10th day after the date of the crash. The written report must be on a TX. Specified form. For a copy of this form, please visit the TX. Website at www.tx.gov. Crash resulting in injury to, or death of a person. If you are operating a motor vehicle involved in a crash resulting in injury to or death of a person, you must immediately stop your vehicle at the scene of the crash, or as close as possible to the scene of the crash, without obstructing traffic more than necessary. If you did not stop your vehicle at the scene, you must immediately return and remain at the scene of the crash until you have complied with the following. 1. Provide your name and address, the registration number of the vehicle you were driving, and the name of your motor vehicle liability insurer to any person injured, or to the operator or occupant of, or person attending a vehicle involved in the collision. 2. Show your driver license, if requested and available, to any person injured, or to the operator or occupant of, or person attending a vehicle involved in the collision. 3. Provide any person injured in the crash reasonable assistance, including transporting or making arrangements for transporting the person to a physician or hospital for medical treatment if it is apparent treatment is necessary, or if the injured person requests the transportation.
Table 35. Penalties for failure to stop.
Offense. First offense, crash resulting in a death of a person. Penalty. Second degree felony, punishable by a fine not to exceed $10,000 and imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, for 2 to 20 years. Offense. First offense, crash resulting in serious bodily injury. Penalty. Third degree felony, punishable by a fine not to exceed $10,000 and imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, for 2 to 10 years. Offense. First offense, crash resulting in injury. Penalty. Imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, for up to 5 years or confinement in the county jail for up to 1 year. A fine not to exceed $5,000, or both a fine and imprisonment. Crash resulting in damage to a vehicle.
If you are operating a motor vehicle involved in a crash resulting only in damage to a vehicle that is driven or attended by a person, you must immediately stop your vehicle at the scene of the crash or as close as possible to the scene of the crash without obstructing traffic more than necessary. If the crash occurs on a main lane, ramp, shoulder, median, or adjacent area and each vehicle involved can be normally and safely driven, drivers must move their vehicle as soon as possible to a designated crash investigation site, if available, a location on the frontage road, the nearest suitable cross street, or other suitable location. If you did not stop your vehicle at the scene, you must immediately return and remain at the scene of the crash until you have complied with the following.
1. Provide your name and address, the registration number of the vehicle you were driving, and the name of your motor vehicle liability insurer to any person injured, or to the operator or occupant of, or person attending a vehicle involved in the collision. 2. Show your driver license, if requested and available, to any person injured, or to the operator or occupant of, or person attending a vehicle involved in the collision. 3. Provide any person injured in the crash reasonable assistance, including transporting or making arrangements for transporting the person to a physician or hospital for medical treatment if it is apparent treatment is necessary, or if the injured person requests the transportation. Table 36. Penalties for failure to stop. Offense. First offense, less than $200 in damages. Penalty. Class C misdemeanor and is punishable by a fine not to exceed $500. Offense. First offense, $200 or more in damages. Penalty. Class B misdemeanor and is punishable by a fine not to exceed $2,000, confinement in jail for up to 180 days, or both. Crash involving an unattended vehicle. If you are operating a motor vehicle that collides with and damages an unattended vehicle, you must immediately stop and either 1. Locate the operator or owner of the unattended vehicle and give your name and address. 2. Securely attach a written notice in a visible way to the unattended vehicle providing your name and address. A statement of the circumstances of the collision. Table 37. Penalties for failure to stop. Offense. First offense, less than $200 in damages. Penalty. Class C misdemeanor and is punishable by a fine not to exceed $500. Offense. First offense, $200 or more in damages. Penalty. Class B misdemeanor and is punishable by a fine not to exceed $2,000, confinement in jail for up to 180 days, or both. Crash resulting in damages to a fixture, landscaping, or structure. If you are driving a motor vehicle involved in a crash resulting only in damage to a fixture, landscaping, or structure legally on or adjacent to a highway, you must 1. Take reasonable steps to locate the owner or person in charge of the property and notify him, her of the crash. 2. Provide your name, address, and registration number of the vehicle you were driving. 3. If requested and available, you must show your driver license to the owner or person in charge of the property. 4. If the crash is not investigated by a law enforcement officer and the crash has not resulted in injury to or the death of a person or damage to the property of any one person to an apparent extent of $1,000 or more, you must make a written report of the crash and file it with the TX. No later than the 10th day after the crash. Table 38. Penalties for failure to comply with damages. Offense. First offense, less than $200 in damages. Penalty. Class C misdemeanor and is punishable by a fine not to exceed $500. Offense. First offense, $200 or more in damages. Penalty. Class B misdemeanor and is punishable by a fine not to exceed $2,000, confinement in jail for up to 180 days, or both. Hit and run crashes. If you are involved in a hit and run crash, report this crash to law enforcement for investigation. The Texas Department of Insurance advises uninsured motorist coverage will pay for damages in hit and run crashes reported to a law enforcement agency. Aiding the injured. In the event you are involved in a crash that injures another person, consider the information below. 1. When calling a doctor or ambulance, ensure you take notice of your surroundings and state the location of the crash clearly and correctly. 2. Do not assume people are not injured simply because they say they are not. Send for skilled help as quickly as possible. Unskilled handling can do more harm than good. 3. Do not move or lift the victims unless it is absolutely necessary. If a victim must be moved, get help and try not to change the position in which the victim was found. 4. Stop serious bleeding with thick cloth pads, as clean as possible. Apply with pressure by hand or by bandaging. 5. Keep the victims comfortable. If it is hot, cool the victims and provide shade as much as possible. If it is cool, cover the victim with blankets or coats if necessary and if available.